Today's Minnesota Reads is made possible by the bookstore at Fitgers, a full-service book and toy store located on the bottom floor of Fitgers on Superior Street, online at fitgersbookstore.com. Speaking with us this morning is Cheryl Minima, the author of a book called Hungry Johnny, a children's book that was just published this year. Good morning, Ms. Minima. How are you doing today?
Great. Thank you.
It's a lovely story, a little boy named Hungry Johnny, who, like most kids I know, has a tremendous appetite, but he kind of runs into some conflict with him trying to get to the food. Tell us a little bit how you came about this story.
Yes, Hungry Johnny is based on a childhood memory. I had a little brother named John, and he would often run into the kitchen and look for something to eat, and Grandma would be in there cooking for the ceremony, and he would often have to wait. So the story is about all these series of events where he's going to go with Grandma to the community feast, and little things pop up, and he has to wait, and he's quite hungry, and he's excited to get to the sweet rolls.
Ceremonial feasts in the Ojibwe community and at the Mille Lacs Band, where you grew up, a central part of the culture, of the way the community relates to each other. Food is a huge part of that, isn't it?
Yes, we do. We get together for community feasts, for a lot of different events and ceremonies.
And the character Johnny speaks to his grandmother about when can he have his chance to go to the table to get food, and there are lots of important things that need to happen first, and honoring the elders, for example, letting them get to the food first, and then, don't worry, Johnny, you'll find your food. It's just a lovely tale. And the illustrations by Wesley Ballinger, how did the two of you decide to collaborate on this book?
Yes, the Minnesota Historical Society contacted Wesley, and based on his previous work. And I feel very fortunate that I was part of the process, because being new to writing for children, usually authors aren't too involved in the process of the illustrations. So I feel very fortunate that I was able to connect with Wesley, and I was able to send him some pictures of inspiration. And I'm very excited. It means a lot to see that some of the characters represent my family members in this book.
That's great. The use of language is great, too, especially for those of us who didn't grow up speaking Ojibwe, that you have some Ojibwe phrases in the book. It goes back and forth between the two pieces of language, and that you help sort of translate that, not only directly, but just through the interaction, you can sort of understand what those words mean. Language is an important part of the Ojibwe culture, and especially preserving the language.
Yes, that's very true. My mother, Jawan, was an Ojibwe language teacher at Neosheng School for many years. And so I grew up learning Ojibwe at home from her and from my grandmother, and then also at school. So it's very important, and it's one of the things I wanted to make sure to incorporate in this story, so children can not only identify with the story, but also have an opportunity to read some Ojibwe words.
Well, we really appreciate it. It's a lovely story. The illustrations, as you say, by your friend Wesley Ballinger are lovely, and the tale is lovely as well. And Cheryl, thanks so much for talking with us this morning. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Take care.
Yep, congrats.
Cheryl Minima, the author of Hungry Johnny, a children's book just published this year by Minnesota Historical Society Press. Minnesota Reads is produced at KMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and also by the bookstore at Fitgers, a full-service book and toy store located on the bottom floor of Fitgers on Superior Street. Online at fitgersbookstore.com.